I'd like to bring this meeting of House Fisheries together. It is 10:05 after the majority of, or many of the committee were up till 2 o'clock in another committee last night. So we have an abbreviated meeting today. But President, our Representative Johnson, Representative Feige, Representative Herron, Representative Christ Tompkins, and today we are going to introduce a bill that is HB 89. Our purpose today is to get that introduced on the record. We have one person who's been invited testimony from the sponsor, and any people that wish to submit written testimony on that bill, it'll be posted on the website, and we'll have testimony, public testimony in person at a later date. Then we will take up the confirmation for hearing for seat on the Alaska Board of Fisheries. That's for Thomas Kluberton of Delft Keetna and Vincent Weber of King Salmon. And I also wanted to announce that this afternoon there'll be a lunch and learn sponsored by House Fisheries regarding wild salmon production in the Tongass National Forest, and that's room 106 at noon. And from what I've seen, there's going to be some excellent salmon and prepared in interesting ways. So with that, we've been joined by Representative Gaddis, and Representative Newman is here to introduce House Bill 98.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being come down and give us a introductory hearing on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Representative Mark Newman. I represent District 10 in the beautiful Susitna River Valley. Mr. Chairman, I just want to start briefly. We received a letter from the Alaska Trollers Association, and it talks about how the decisions are best left in the hands of our state's outstanding fishery scientists, and I absolutely agree with that. That's why we have House Bill 98. But the part that I do disagree with is it says that the process that we've got right now is working. I think that that's where we differ in our discussions. What we do in House Bill 98 is I sat down with some former fisheries biologists, and I do spend a lot of time with the current fisheries biologists. I go out on surveys and such to try and make sure that I'm informed as to what's going on in our fisheries. And what we do in House Bill 98 is address the concerns of the lack of stocks across Alaska. And, you know, when I first started working on this, and I called the directors of commercial fisheries and sport fisheries each, Jeff Regnard and Charlie Swanton and Ben Mulligan, our legislative liaison, to discuss this and the issues that we have there, they get pulled all around. I mean, we're all good legislators, and we all try and make sure that we try and address the areas that we represent. You know, Representative Chris Thompson's concerned about Southeast, and Representative Herron and in his area of the state, and ours in South Central. But what this would do is direct the Department of Fisheries to, along with the Board of Fisheries in consultation, to prioritize areas that have the most stocks of concern. And we do that by recognizing that areas or tributaries, I believe they're described as water bodies, statutorily, water bodies or tributaries, that if they've already been listed as a stock of concern, which means that if they have not met the sustainable escapement levels as set by the Department of Fisheries in consultation working with the Board of Fisheries, if they have not get the minimum escapement goals for 4 years consecutive, that they can be listed as a stock of concern. And I believe that 7 of 11 or so in the Mat-Su and the Susitna Drainage are already listed that way. I know the river over in the Brookside is 24 years straight has not met minimum escapement goals, and not even met half of them. So there's a lot of concern in some of our tributaries. So what this would do is if they've already been established as a stock of concern, we know that we have problems with that area. It's already been identified through the basic science that's done by our department. Then this would direct them, the Board of Fisheries, to decide if there should be an optimal escapement goal established on that. An optimal escapement goal is part of the tools in the toolbox already in Alaska Administrative Code that they have to be able to work with that. And an optimal escapement goal means specific management objective for management for salmon escapement that considers biological and allocated factors may differ from the salmon escapement goal or the biological escapement goal, which again is managed by the department. An optimal escapement goal will be sustainable and may be expressed as a range with the lower bound above the level at the set, which is a sustainable escapement threshold, and will be adopted as a regulation by the board. And so what we have is an optimal escapement goal is generally used is a mid-range. It's somewhere generally between, is considered a mid-range between the lower and upper scales. And it sets a goal, a specific goal, to try and get that fish to align. Because when you've got those mid-ranges, it varies so much. And trying to make sure that we're addressing that, that's how we end up with some of these, I think, stocks of concern. And so it allows them to set a goal. And after they set that goal, it also requires them to do a salmon escapement threshold. Now, or a sustainable escapement threshold, or a SET, an acronym, a sustainable escapement threshold. That's the borderline. That's the, if you hit the SET, that means that there will be no more returns to that tributary. That's the drop dead, no more fish returning. So what it says is if it becomes, what we're trying to do, if there's a stock of concern, and then this bill also says, too, that if it's not met the lower escapement goals for two consecutive years, that the department cannot lower that, because that's happened in the past. And we're trying to keep politics out of this, because we all call our fisheries managers and try and talk to them, but this puts the science right back on them, trying to make sure we deal with areas that need it most. And so, again, if they've not met the standard set by the department for 4 years running and it becomes a stock of concern, this requires the department in consultation with the board to allow them to create an optimal escapement goal, which would set a bar that they would measure, and it would identify it, you know, that this is a tributary or a water body that we need to be concerned about. And then it would also set a bar of what is the lowest standard that we can actually sustain fish in that. And again, there's nothing in this bill that has any political influence on it. It puts it all right back into the hands of the managers and the people who work on the Board of Fish. And again, that's what I like about it, is it takes the politics out of it. Whether it's the management of how they get to the optimal escapement goal through a stock of concern, again, which is all done by the department, optimal escapement goals set by the board, consultation with the department, in a sustainable escapement threshold set by the board and the department. No politics. Prioritizes areas that need it most. And I'll be able to answer any questions.
Yeah, thank you. Are there any questions? Thank you very much. I appreciate your abbreviated presentation, because we do have the two other hearings. You did ask for one person to help you in the presentation, and again, I'm announcing that this is not the public testimony time. Public testimony will be taken written, and public testimony will be taken at a future date, you know, orally and in person and online. But Mr. Knowles, Bruce Knowles, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. I'm Bruce Knowles from Willow, and I have been involved with fisheries for probably 15, 18 years. I've served on the advisory committees up here in the valley for more than 15 years, and I'm currently serving as the chairman of the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Fish and Wildlife Commission. I worked with Representative Newman and two retired department employees, and both of them have served on the Board of Fisheries, writing this, and we tried to write it so that it takes in stocks that may have been left out and that are in danger of losing their sustainability. There's 11 stocks of concerns right now in the state of Alaska, and I understand that from the department there could be another six that become eligible for this status this next year. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to say we need particular management, we need a higher escapement goal to get more fish into the streams, because current escapement goals are so low that they're not being met because it doesn't place enough emphasis on the mixed dock fisheries that we have. But having a higher goal would require the department manage more finitely to move the fish up into the their home waters and into the sanctuary where they can spawn. And we have not had good success at that. And the, like Representative Newman said, the FET is the theoretical point where salmon will fall off the face of this creek or stream or river if we don't meet that number. And there has never been an FET set on any fisheries in Alaska that I can find. And I understand it may be a problem for the department even to come up and develop an FET. So to me, we need the abilities to have these tools in the toolbox for the Department of Fish and Game to use. And that's why we went in and worked on this legislation, because it's so important. And that's it, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And are there any further questions for the sponsor? Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The only concern that I've heard is people who may be concerned about the optimal escapement goals because of the allocated factors. And again, that allocation is not done by politicians. It is done by the board, you know, and that's where it should be. That's why I've created the board. And so they would be in full charge of this, the board, the department, and again, to try and give them the tools that they need to go ahead and move forward and address the stocks of concern that most need it.
Thank you, Representative Newman. We will put HB 98 aside for a later date, and now we have confirmation hearings. Mr. Kluberton, are you online?
Yes, Chairman, I'm here.
Would you speak again? We had you had very low volume.
Yeah, I think I was a bit muted there. This is Tom Kluberton, Mr. Chairman, and I'm present by telephone.
Appreciate that. Would you go ahead and introduce yourself to us and let us know your experience there and why you want further duties with the Board of Fisheries?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, my introduction to fisheries came during my tenure as an assembly member with the Mat-Su Borough, and while I was there, Mayor Menard asked if I would bring back the reinstate the Blue Ribbon Mayor's Blue Ribbon Sportsman's Committee. And when I undertook to do that at his request, I ended up working with Mr. Knowles, who you just heard from, Mr. Engel, who was a retired biologist and a former member of the Board of Fisheries. And we worked on requesting through the department and the board to list the Susitna and Yetna sockeye salmon as a stock of yield concern. There had been issues with that stock for a number of years, and that was my introduction to the process. As the assembly member on the committee, I was the de facto chairman, and in the process of raising this issue, I made it a big point to interface with both the department management and the governor's fisheries advisor, who at the time was Ms. Campbell. So we were successful in that. I participated in the board meeting in 2008. Then 2009, my tenure as an assembly member finished up, and I was then asked by some individuals if I wouldn't consider putting my name in the hat for the Board of Fisheries. So that first term is up right now, and what I've learned is that once you've been around through the full three cycles, you've learned an awful lot about the fisheries in Alaska, and it struck me from early on that once you've been granted that education, it just didn't seem fair to the state to walk off and just let it drop. There's a lot to be gained by that first time around, both in understanding the process and procedures of the board, as well as being in a position to observe how the changes that the board has made affected the fisheries, so that the next time around when proposals come in dealing with some of the same stocks, you have a big leg up on, you know, what was tried, what the history of the fishery is. And Just seemed like the only right thing to do would be to continue on. I was asked by a number of folks going into the winter whether I intended to continue. I was getting a lot of encouragement, so back in December, I threw my name in the hat once again. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions for Mr. Klugertrend? Seeing none, we do have some letters in the packet. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify on behalf of Mr. On behalf or opposed to Mr. Klugertrend? Would you come forward?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jerry McKeon. I represent Cordova District Fishermen United. We support Tom Kubelink for the Board of Fish. We have a letter in your packet, so I'll make it short because I know time is of the essence here.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions for Mr. McKeon? Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to give testimony on this candidate or this nominee? Is there anyone online? Let's see. Is there anyone online that would like to offer public testimony on the confirmation for Mr. Klugertrend?
Hello, sir.
Yes. Would you identify yourself for the record, please, and go ahead with your statement?
My name is John McCombs, and I'm from Inilchik, and I want to go on record as saying I oppose HB 98. I oppose the appointment of Mr. Morski on Webster and Klugertrend. Their plans to restrict the drift fleet further harm the fishery and the local economy. Cook Inlet is different than Bristol Bay. The state has spent millions of dollars promoting quality. Restricting the fleet to areas where fish are not present is a cruel hoax. Generally, Governor Parnell reappointed these guys instead of appointing someone from here for our 2014 regulatory cycle. We have not had a rep on the board for 30 years. I would encourage the Board of Fish to deliberate in Soldaten in 2014. Specifically, Mr. Klugertrend, the drift fleet did not pave Cottonwood Creek, park cars in Jim Creek, develop the Hatcher Pass mine, or introduce pike to the Northern District. For Mr. Webster, again, Cook Inlet is different than Bristol Bay. Consider protecting Kenai River king salmon where they spawn. The early run is all but gone. Although I might question their reappointment, I cautiously support their confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. McCombs of Nanilchik? Seeing none, now let's go to Wes Humberg in Homer. Are you on line?
Yeah, do you hear me there?
We should hear you. Would you identify yourself and who you represent for the record and go ahead?
Yeah, my name.
We just lost you. Would you start again?
Yeah, okay. My name's Wes Humberg. I live in Homer. I've lived here since 1971. I've been a commercial fisherman in Cook Inlet since 1968. I represent myself. And I'd like to voice my concerns about Vince Webster. I have watched Vince Webster for many, many years on the Board of Fisheries. He stays very focused on the fish and game presentations. He looks at all the professional data. Then he votes accordingly to biological data, not special interest. And that is why he is a very good asset to the Board of Fisheries, because his thoughts and stuff are basically on biological data, not special interests. And I would like to thank you, and I'd like to see Vince Webster retained on the board. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there Norm Van Bachter? Are you testifying on Mr. Klugertrend?
No, sir. I'm going to speak to specifically Vince Webster.
Okay. Sorry, we've got some confusion in the. How about Fritz Johnson? Do you have comments about Mr. Klugertrend's confirmation?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I would like to support Mr. Cliverton's reappointment, but I have additional words I'd like to say on behalf of Vince Webster, if I could.
Yes, that would be okay. Go ahead. We'll take it at this time.
I've been fishing in Bristol Bay. That's been my home for more than 30 years now, and I appreciate Vince's understanding of Bristol Bay issues particularly, and I think it's very important that Bristol Bay have a representative, someone who's familiar with Bristol Bay issues on the board. I haven't always agreed with Vince's positions on proposals before the Board of Fish, but I found him to be a fair and deliberative individual with a good understanding of the Board of Fisheries' role for managing for sustainability, and in that regard, I'd like to say I would urge you to recommend his reappointment.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Seeing no questions, let's go to Paul Shadura in Kenai. Did you wish to testify in Mr. Cliverton?
Mr. Chair, actually, I'm in Anchorage right now at the LIO. Actually, I can have general comments about all of the governor's appointees, so I can do this at one time. If you'd like, I could.
We only have two before us today, and that is Mr. Cliverton and Mr. Webster. So if you could confine it to those, that would be helpful.
All right. I have your record, our comments and record. My name is Paul Shadura. Good morning, Chairman Seaton, House Special Committee on the Fisheries, and members on the Fisheries Committee. I'm a resident of the Kenai Peninsula. Today I am representing the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association. Organization has been representing commercial fishermen within the waters of Kutumlet since 1954. At present, our members represent primarily commercial set net fisher families, although we also have members who represent the processing industry, good fisheries, suppliers, and the general public. KPFA Board of Directors voted unanimously on March 29, 2013 to support Governor Parnell's nominees for vacancies in the Alaska Board of Fisheries. We have worked with Vince Webster, Tom Cliverton, and Marie Mariski and find that all three are approachable, respectful, and concerned about the sustainability of our state's fisheries resources. This objective happens to be KPFA's mission statement, ensuring the sustainability of our fishery resources. Individually, they expend the extra effort to listen to stakeholders, to understand complex science, to strive for a balance of opportunities for traditional harvesters, a feat that requires not only a concern for conservation, but also to maintain an abundant yield of fishery stocks so that all citizens can appreciate our state's resources. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Seeing no questions, we'll go to Kenai Megan Smith. Are you wishing to testify in Mr. Cliverton?
I would like to testify in both, if that's possible, Cliverton and Webster.
Yes, that would be okay. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Megan Smith, and I'm a Kenai resident. I am speaking on behalf of myself and my family. I'm a commercial fisherman, sport fisherman, and dip net fisherman down here in Kenai. I'd like to express my support for the confirmation of Tom Cliverton and Vince Webster. I'm thankful that Mr. Cliverton and Webster took the time last winter to come and meet on the Kenai Peninsula with both the scientists and the users. I found Mr. Cliverton very friendly and outgoing, and Mr. Webster was very approachable and thoughtful. I've seen them both in action on the task force and the statewide FinFish meeting, and I see that they're devoted to the public process and didn't allow pressure from special interest groups to outweigh the facts or the best interests of our resources. I'd also like to support the Board of Fish unanimous decision to codify ADFNG's new sustainable escapement goal for the Kenai River late salmon, and the whole board passed this new goal in a vote of 7-0, and I feel like this new goal was based on good science, and it'll provide for high future yields and fishing opportunity for all users. I feel that both Mr. Webster and Cliverton are dedicated and committed to the conservation of our resources, and I appreciate that although I was a new face at these meetings, Mr. Webster and Mr. Cliverton give me the same consideration and opportunity to be heard as maybe those who might have talked a little louder or more frequently than I did. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Seeing no questions, we'll go to Roland Ma in Kasilov. Mr. Ma, are you online?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
And we are the bells are ringing, so if all people that are testifying can, shorten their testimony, we would appreciate it. So go ahead, Mr. Ma.
Thank you for the opportunity of testifying. I'm here representing myself, and I'd like to support both Tom Cliverton and Vince Webster. You know, there's additional comments that I'll make with some minor concerns, but on balance, I'll support, you know, I'd like to support both of them.
Thank you very much. And we have Norm, let's see. And now that's all that wanted to testify on Mr. Cliverton exclusively. We have Claude Webster. Are you online?
Hello,
would you go ahead and identify yourself for the record and just briefly tell us why you would like to serve on the Board of Fish?
Yes, my full name's Clark Vincent Webster. Most people know me by Vince. I live in King Salmon. I've been in actively involved in the process for over 21 years. I served as the Nacnaquijack Advisory Chairman for over 15 years. Been on the Board of Fish for the past two terms. I feel honored that the governor has appointed me for a third term, and I'm serving because I've had several different user groups ask me to continue to serve, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. And we have we've had some testimony. We have two more people. Norm Van Vactor, did you wish to offer testimony on Mr. Webster?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, committee members, my name is Norman Van Vactor, and I'm the CEO President of Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. We represent 17 coastal communities who have a variety of concerns, be it subsistence, commercial, sport, and recreation. We support Vince Webster and Tom Cooperton's reappointment to Alaska's Board of Fisheries. These positions are far from thankful and are, for the most part, thankless and time-consuming. And at the end of the day, you can't make everybody happy and still have done your job at the same time. Vince comes from a region that without question represents a variety of the largest fisheries in the state. Vince is thoughtful, knowledgeable, and a listener. And we feel it is critical that somebody represents these interests. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much. Seeing no questions, we have last person signed up is Robin Samuelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Robin Samuelson. I'm a resident of Dillingham, Alaska, born and raised. Been fishing for the last 50-plus years in Bristol Bay. Sat on the Alaska Board of Fish, sat 9 years on the council representing the state of Alaska. I support both candidates for the Board of Fish. I want to address Vince Webster. Vince is a seasoned board member now. It's clearly evident that his talents were needed within the Bristol Bay meeting, the area meeting we took this year. He's been fair. He's been watching out for the resources as one of his top priorities. I don't agree with my wife always, and I don't agree with Vince always. But he's fair to the fishermen, whether you're a sport, subsistence, or commercial fisherman. And I hope the committee supports him. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Seeing no questions. That was all we had online. Do we have people in the audience that needed to testify? Seeing none, come forward and identify yourself for the record.
My name is Jerry McCune. I represent Cordova District Fishermen United, and we support Vince for the board. He has lots of experience. Bells are ringing.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman.
McCune, any question? Mr. Geese, come forward.
Hi, my name is Ricky Geese, Executive Director of Kenai River Sport Fishing Association. In time of brevity, we'd just like to say we do not support Mr. Webster's reappointment to the board because of certain process issues that came up, and we'll explain those in a letter to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony and the affidavits that will follow. Is there anyone else? Seeing no one else, will close the public testimony. Representative Heron.
Mr. Chairman, the House Fisheries Committee has reviewed the qualifications of Vince Webster and Thomas Culverton for the Board of Fish and recommends that their names be forwarded to the joint session for consideration.
Thank you. And for everybody's information, the signing of the sheet that we have reviewed the qualifications does not indicate any member's intention to vote or to vote for or oppose any of the nominees. So with that, the House Fisheries Committee will be adjourned at 10:35.